Welcome to our service today. Welcome to our online service. We are so excited to have you with us, and we trust that God will really speak to your heart this morning. I want to apologize if you hear any background noise. Our facility does not have the soundproofing that maybe other facilities have, but we want to bring you the service via our online platform, and so I trust that you will enjoy the service and you'll allow God to speak to your heart through His Word this morning. We are in a message series called Life in Six Words, and we are in week number 5, and the word that we are looking at today is the word everyone. It says, everyone who trusts in Him alone has eternal life. We looked over the last couple of weeks, we discussed that God created us to be in a personal relationship with Him, intimate relationship with Him, but sin affected that relationship, and our sins have separated us from God. That's the bad news. And the even worse news is that there's nothing that we can do about it. We cannot do any amount of good deeds to save us from ourselves and to fix our sin problem. That's the bad news and the worst news. But the good news is that Jesus paid the price for sin, died and rose again. And now He makes that available to everyone. That's the theme of our message today. Everyone. In 2019, Michael was in grade 7, and so he had a grade 7 tour that we went on towards the end of that year with the school. And I was luckily one of the parents who accompanied the grade 7s on their tour. One of this week-long tour, one of the experiences on the tour was to go ziplining. Very exciting, very, very exciting. And so we went to Tsitsikamma. But one thing that you have to remember when you go ziplining is you have to put the full weight of your trust in that harness. They strap you into a harness, and they strap this harness onto a cable. And so the first section is 500 meters across a deep cliff, a deep ravine. And so you're going in one direction for 500 meters, but you have to put the full weight of your trust that harness is going to hold you. That's faith. And that's what we are speaking about this morning when we say that everyone who trusts in Him alone has eternal life. This statement sets Christianity apart from every other religion in the world. This statement is unique because it's explosive. It's exclusive. It's extensive. Number one, it's explosive. It says everyone who trusts, because it's open to all. Romans 10 verse 13 says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You know, numerous people get hung up on the who and the how of salvation. It is so common for us, especially those of us who are involved in Kairos prison ministry, to go into prison and to find there are people there who think that they are not good enough for God to save them. They think that being saved or receiving salvation is only for good people and that they are too bad and God cannot save them. But the Bible makes it clear that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord Jesus can be saved. Maybe those of us who have known Jesus for a long time, maybe even we struggle with this concept. We struggle, right? Can everyone really be saved? Everyone, even a murderer. Everyone, even a gangster, those guys who go around in our community and cause so much destruction. Even a child molester. Even the worst sinner. Yes, through the power of the gospel, if they trust in Jesus alone to save them, they can and they will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Everyone who trusts in Him has eternal life. Everyone, it's explosive because it's open to all. Because it is by trusting and not by trying. This is what frustrated the Pharisees and the other religious leaders of Jesus' day. Because this is an explosive and offensive statement, an offensive concept, because it makes us totally dependent on Jesus. And it turns us totally away from our own efforts. That is why Paul writes in Galatians 5 verse 11, he says, brothers and sisters, if I'm still preaching circumcision, in other words, if I'm still preaching that you can save yourself by doing your good deeds, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross has been abolished. See, the offense of the cross is that it has nothing to do with what we can do. It has everything to do with what Jesus has done. The offense of the cross is that we receive it, we don't achieve it. The offense of the cross is our belief. It's not our behavior. The offense of the cross is that Jesus gets all the glory because Jesus did all the work. That's why Romans 4 verse 5 reminds us that it is by trusting and not by trying. It says, whoever to the one who does not work but trusts God who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited as righteousness, Romans 4 verse 5. Does not work but trusts God. You know that zipline experience? You know, so you go 500 meters in one direction, you go 150 meters in another direction, 150 meters in the opposite direction. And so the first 500 meters, they have three cables next to each other. I think it was three, yeah? And so three people can go at the same time in the same direction, three harnesses, three cables. In the next section, 150 meters, it's one cable, so they can strap you together. They strap the two harnesses together, so you go together. And so Michael said to me, Dad, can I go with you? I didn't ask him, why do you want to go with me? But I was thinking about it, that maybe he wants me to be there in case anything happens. You know, he has this kind of sense of peace that my dad is here with me. So if anything happens, he's there to grab me. He's there to catch me. He's there to hold me. Maybe he's there to save me. Talk about faith, right? This is how we get saved. This is how we get saved. It's not by good works. It's not by depending on anything that we can do. It's not by depending on anything that we are able to achieve, but it's by fully trusting what somebody else can do. It's by fully trusting Jesus alone to save us. Ephesians 2 verse 8 and 9, it reminds us that it is by trusting, not by trying. It says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. We are saved by grace, God's amazing grace. Grace means unmerited favor. In other words, it means that we don't deserve it. We can't earn it. We can't. There's nothing that we can do to receive it. It's given to us freely. We could never repay it. That's what makes it grace, and that's what makes it amazing. We are saved by grace through faith. In the wonderful plan of God's salvation, we receive His grace through faith. On my birthday, I received some gifts, and one of the gifts that I received was a toiletry bag, and a very good and very useful gift. I was very excited when I received this gift. 3-in-1 shower gel, deodorant, the bag itself. I think there was, I can't remember what else was in there. I was so excited, I immediately sent the person who sent me the gift a thank you message, and the reply came, you're welcome. But what if that reply came back, you're welcome, but you owe me 10 rand for that gift? Would it still be a gift? No, it would not. Because you don't pay for a gift. You don't earn a gift. You don't even repay someone for a gift because it's a gift. It is free. Ephesians says that this salvation, it is a gift of God, not of works, not of good deeds, not of anything that we can do, so that no one can boast. There will be no one in heaven boasting about how they got there on their own. They will only be boasting in Christ and in Christ alone. Think of the thief on the cross. He believed and received this gift shortly before he died. As he hung on the cross, as he hung next to Jesus, he didn't grow spiritually. He didn't have an opportunity to get off the cross and to get baptized in obedience. He didn't have the opportunity to share his newfound faith with anybody. He received salvation as he was being executed for his crimes. And yet he's in heaven. Not because of what he did, but because of what Jesus did. And as far as salvation is concerned, we are no different than the thief on the cross. We will get to heaven one day, not because of what we have done, but because of what Jesus did. Our good works have nothing to do with our salvation. And just like the thief, one day when we are in heaven, we will be there because of Jesus boasting about God's amazing grace. Luke 18 verse 9 to 14 reminds us that it is by trusting and not by trying. Then Jesus told this story to some who had great confidence in their own righteousness and scorned everyone else. Two men went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other a despised tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer: I thank you, God, that I am not like other people, cheaters, sinners, adulterers. I'm certainly not like that tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give you a tenth of my income. But the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead, he beat his chest, saying, Oh God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner. I tell you, this sinner, not the Pharisee, returned home justified before God. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. You see, at the root of trying is pride. I can do this. That's what the Pharisee was saying. This is what I'm doing. But at the root of trusting is humility. I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. God save me. It's also exclusive. Everyone who trusts in Him alone, who trusts in Him alone. Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14, verse 6. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Sorry, Acts 4, verse 12. Jesus is the only way. There is no other name. We receive our salvation by putting the full weight of our trust in Christ alone. You see, you know, this chair. How do I know this chair can hold me? How do I know? I will know that this chair can hold me. I can put my hand here. But do I know for sure that this chair can hold me? No. I can put my foot here. But do I know for sure that this chair can hold my weight? No. The only way that I can know that this chair can hold me is to do this. Maybe even lift my feet, and I know now this chair can hold the weight of my body. This is the same when it comes to Christ. You know, sometimes we trust Christ like we trust the chair, maybe just by for one part of our lives, or maybe with a decision here or a decision there, we pray, Lord, help me, or Lord, give me, or Lord, provide for me. But we don't trust Him with our lives. The only way that we can receive salvation, that Christ can save us, is to trust Him with our entire lives. Put our full trust in Him to save us. All of our life in Him to save us. Faith in Jesus is our only hope. It's explosive, it's exclusive, and then number three, it's extensive. Everyone who trusts in Him alone has eternal life, has eternal life. This might sound too good to be true, but when it comes to God's plan of salvation, based on what the Bible says, when people might even respond, this sounds too good to be true, this is the message, this is the gospel. It might sound too good to be true, but this is really the gospel. Maybe this truth is today hitting you so that you realize that you've never actually received salvation. Because you've been trusting in yourself, you've been trusting in something or in someone else. Right now, you can trust in Jesus. Maybe you are a Christian, but you are not walking in this ongoing relationship of trust in Jesus. Yet the same faith that saves you is the same faith that sanctifies you, that transforms your life. Romans 1 verse 17 says, For in the gospel of righteousness of God, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Galatians 2 verse 20 says, I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. God created us to be in a personal and in an intimate relationship with Him. But our sins affected and destroyed that relationship, and it separates us from God. And there's nothing that we can do. We cannot save ourselves. We can never be good enough to get ourselves into heaven. There's no amount of good deeds that we can do to save us. And so Jesus paid the price for sin. He died, but he rose again. And he makes this gift of eternal life available to everyone. And if that is what you want to do, if that is what you want to do in our online service this morning, you want to trust in Christ alone for your salvation, will you pray this prayer with me as we conclude this morning? Father, thank you that you created us to be in an intimate and personal relationship with you. But Lord, we admit that we are sinners, and our sins have separated us from you. And there's nothing that we can do to save ourselves. We realize that this morning. But we want to thank you, Jesus, that you died and you rose again from the dead. And now you make it possible for us to have eternal life when we put our trust in you. Help us right now to do that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for being part of our service today. Thank you so much for being part of our online service. And if you've made a commitment of your life to Christ and you need some help or you need resources, please reach out to us. Our contact details will follow immediately after this, and we'd like to assist you to take the next steps. God bless you.